हाय आशुतोष, हाउ आर यू?
हाय, गुड इवनिंग. आई एम डूइंग गुड. हाउ आर यू श्वेता?
आई एम डूइंग वेल आशुतोष, आई होप यू हैड अ गुड डे.
या आई हैड अ गुड डे. यस. व्हाट
थैंक्स
अबाउट यू?
आशुतोष,
हाउ वाज योर डे?
डे वाज गुड, डे वाज गुड. आई वाज लुकिंग फॉरवर्ड टू आवर सेशन टुडे, एंड थैंक यू फॉर गिविंग मी दिस अपॉर्चुनिटी टू discuss this on this session. As you know, this is a coaching requirement. Will you be okay if I record this session?
I'm absolutely fine with that.
Great. Thank you so much, Ashutosh. Also, before we start, let's take a couple of minutes, pause, reflect, and then we can get started.
All right, give me some time. Yes, we can start.
Great, Ashutosh. Thank you so much. So tell me, Ashutosh, what is that you want to discuss today?
This is a very interesting journey where I'm taking initial steps, and I'm wondering how to explore the options in terms of especially in terms of finalizing the clients and the compensation part and the rate part especially. So what had been so far, I had been in corporate life for almost 2 decades. So there was a set pattern. Obviously, you get engaged as a full-time employee with the company, and you deliver the things, and you are paid on monthly basis, right? After having, say, more than a decade experience, you have your own circle, right? So I had my circle wherein few friends were still they are there, so they have started their own journey. Likewise, and based basically because of my nature, what had happened. I used to help them on during the weekends with their work pertaining to HR, and it was pro bono because, like I mentioned, they were my friends, and I used to do those stuff out of my passion only. There are a couple of friends who have started a new journey. They have started a startup, which is now, I would say, it is not a kind of. This is almost 3 4 years old startup. They are at a journey. I've helped them throughout their journey from HR front, from strategy front, from advisory front, from even constituting the board for them. Now I'm just wondering because I have decided that I would not continue this journey of being an employee, full-time employee. And I have taken a career break wherein I'm working on developing various options, out of which one is the consultancy. So in that piece now there's a situation wherein even these people know that I'm no longer working with any organization, and I really don't know why it is happening because they know that I am free. They are giving me more assignments, more work, which used to be free for them. It was pro bono. Now when I'm trying to fix my calendar, when I'm meeting clients, it is becoming a kind of situation where I'm wondering, do I need to continue with this kind of free engagement or free assignments or free or pro bono activities, or how to actually let them know that it cannot continue that way? There should be some value of it, because ultimately now I have to finalize or fix my calendar. It cannot be a freebie forever. So this is what I'm thinking of. This is what I would want to explore today.
Great. Thank you so much for sharing this, Ashutosh. So, I am speaking to a professional who comes with decades of experience. It's great to know that you have built expertise in the area of HR. And from what I hear is that you have a close circle of friends and you help them during the weekends on a pro bono basis. Right now you are at this journey where you're not working for a company, but you're doing your startup. And before you used to, what I hear is you used to give time over the weekends, and they would decide, and there was no payment decided for this. It seems like you are wondering on how would you balance the activities which are given on a pro bono basis vis-a-vis charging them. Is that right, Ashutosh?
Yeah, up to some extent, yes. Shweta, actually, like I mentioned, especially these are my friends. And out of my passion in HR, out of my passion in psychology, I've helped them in developing certain strategy work or the framework or the basic policies and those kind of things. As I mentioned, that their business is also equally old now. It is well established, 3, 4 years past now. And they have moved from the first stage to the second, wherein they are growing now. Okay. So because they are growing, their expectations are increasing. Okay. I am really wondering how to give them the hint that if they want my more time commitment, it cannot be free. Earlier it was weekend and they were new into the business, I offered them. Now it would be very difficult. At the same time, I do not want to lose my good friends just because of some bugs here and there, some few money or some piece of money. So I really don't know whether to what how to prioritize this entire thing.
Right. So what I hear is that these are your group good friends who have done their startups. I also hear that they are tenured 3, 4 years into the startups. And you are trying to balance how to not lose friendship, but also charge for what you think is appropriate
Even
for
I'm
them.
wondering whether to charge or not to charge or how to make them aware, actually.
Okay, okay.
That is the situation, actually. I'm in a fix. What to do?
Tell me
How
more. Tell me
to.
more about this awareness. Tell me more about this situation that you are in, where you are trying to not lose good friends, but at the same time create value for yourself.
For me, see, it is not about creating so value for myself in this situation would be value in terms of money, value in terms of friendship. Okay, I'm not able to prioritize. There could be probably there could be a way wherein I just let them know that guys, let's keep it as a weekend affair only or. If you are going to cross weekends or certain hours, then I really don't know. Probably, probably have to give show them my calendar and most likely that, hey guys, this is going to get busy. And even if it is not busy, I cannot be available always all the time. There
I
should be
don't.
some value creation in terms of if I'm creating value into the organization. There should be some monetary aspect also related to it because earlier I was earning, now I'm not earning. But I really don't know how to start this conversation with them. They have been my friend, they have taken me for granted. Ashutosh ko call karo, now he's free, he is available always all the time for us.
I hear very interesting words, Ashutosh. I hear words like prioritization. And I also hear that value that you want to create with respect to the time that you're spending in. And also drawing the boundaries between what is a free activity vis-a-vis what would be a pro bono activity.
Free time and vis-a-vis from where I should start charging. If the time limit is increasing, then yes.
So it seems like you want to prioritize what is free versus what comes at a certain cost.
I would want to explore options wherein I can take a call, first of all. Whether to charge them or not, or how I can continue this journey, especially with my friends, without compromising on the time commitment I am giving to them or the value creation which is happening. So I would want to explore this in terms of how to set these things right, in terms of whether to charge, not to charge, or how to keep this journey forward.
I hear setting things right. What is that you this makes meaningful for you at this point in time?
Just setting things right in terms of, like I said, had it been a limited time, a time of commitment from my side, I would have been happy. But now this time limit is increasing. Earlier it used to be 2, 3 hours, that too on a weekend, not regularly, once in a fortnight. Now it is happening, say, twice in a week, that too on a working day. So it is, my commitment is increasing. So that is why setting a limit for that.
Okay.
Okay. So this is what I mean about it.
So you want to balance the commitment that you give and create value out of it.
I would just want to set a limit in terms of beyond this, if you would be reaching, I would want them to let know that fact that if they are crossing this much of time, then probably they should respect my time, right? Especially it was weekend activity. Now it is entering into my weekdays. So yeah, they should be aware of it.
Tell me more about setting. What does setting the time mean for you currently?
I mean, especially in this aspect wherein I'm dealing with my friends. I'm not talking about the other assignments which I am going to take or I am already having. Especially dealing with the friends, I have to set the limit in terms of Ashutosh is available during the weekend for so many hours. If they would want me to work on a specific assignment, especially when they are growing into the business, I have to give them the indications that if you are going to engage me in a specific assignment, probably it put cost. Or they should be able to give me a hint in advance that Ashutosh, in coming month we would need your these many days of commitment. Then it should be a choice available to me whether to accept that assignment or not, or I would be able to fairly convey to them that I will not be able to give this much of commitment from my side. It should not be taken for granted from them.
And what makes this very important right now for you?
Like I said, why it is so important for me? Because, like I said, it is a new chapter in my life wherein I'm going towards exploring the consultancy, freelancing, or consulting. If I'll not be getting a kind of clear-cut hint in terms of how much time I can have, or time commitment I can give to the clients with whom I am interacting, and when these friends needs me, I have to set that clear-cut yardsticks. I have to freeze my calendar accordingly. If the calendar is not freezing, that is a kind of messy situation. I will not be able to fulfill my commitments with my clients. And for setting that calendar right, I have to set the expectations for my key stakeholders, even though they are my friends. So that is why it is so important.
According to you, Ashutosh, what would be the future impact of setting these times and boundaries for yourself?
Future impact would be clutter-free life, wherein I'll be having times for my friend, wherein I'll be deciding this is friend-friend time, this is friend come business time, and this is pure business time. So I'll be having a peace of my mind wherein I'll not be feeling that प्रेशर ऑफ अरे ये बुरा मान जाएगा, इसको कैसे मना कर दूं, अभी तक तो फ्री में कर रहा था, हाउ कैन आई चार्ज फॉर सच अ स्मॉल थिंग फॉर हिम, तो दीस काइंड ऑफ थिंग्स कुड नॉट कम इन माय माइंड.
And what is the purposefulness for creating these time that you're talking about, the time limits, the boundaries that you're talking about?
See, ultimately, it is about time, right? Why I have chosen to take a break from the corporate because it was getting monotonous. I had been CHRO in a couple of companies, and all the similar kind of journey was there. And then I tend to get bored, and that too on a cost of too much time given to a particular job. You end up working for, even if you do not have work or monotonous work, you would spend around 12, 13 hours in an office environment. I wanted to have a kind of balanced life wherein I can explore my hobbies, interest, I can spend good time with my family. Okay, so that is why I decided to move and start a new chapter in my career. And when I started this chapter in my career, and all of a sudden I saw that my certain time period has been hijacked by my friends, and not for the friends related wala activity that we are having fun, we are going somewhere, they have even asked me to do the specific assignments and projects. So that was so surprising, Ashutosh, because of which you have started, you are ending up doing the things earlier you used to have money for that, now you are doing free. So that is why there's a need to set the boundary and set the priorities. Look at the options wherein you can continue both. You can have good friends, you can have time for you, your personal life, and you have your money cycle rolling.
So what is becoming clearer to you right now, Ashutosh?
I think while having conversation, I realized it is more about I have to have specific communication with my friends, because at other areas I am okay. When I'm choosing a client, I am okay. I know that how much time limit or how much commitment I need to give. So I think I should have a communication, direct communication. They are friend. They are friends, right? They should understand.
Great. So, what needs to shift in your perspective to enable this communication?
I think this statement itself that they are friends, I have to just make them aware that this is what, although you know that this call I have taken, but I need your support to set my calendar right. And I am just asking for a clarity in terms of, do you need my time? Do let me know in advance. And it cannot be 2, 3 days. I have to tell them upfront directly that at the max I can give you this much hours or these many days, whatever the situation is, based on the assignment or whatever they are looking for with from me.
And how would you enable yourself to ensure that these communication happen?
Enable myself that, enable myself for that. I have to do my homework. I mean, when I say homework, I have to show them that this is the calendar, these are the commitments which are coming. There are few clients who are showing interest. So that homework I have to do, and then I have to go with the data, because these people are also doing business, they understand data. So I think I would show them the picture that this is the situation. I think they would respect
And since they are their friends, they would.
it. They should understand.
So what are you learning and discovering about yourself?
So I'm discovering this entire problem. I was thinking too much within myself. I have not discussed with my friends. Had I been given them the hint that this is the situation, things have changed, though they knew this, I think they were trying to help me keep, by keeping me busy. That could be a possibility. But I have not opened up the channel of communication with them. This is what I've realized. I think probably they might be thinking that they are helping me by keeping me busy. They must be thinking that I am free. I should not feel that this is a bad phase of my life. Or I really don't know, probably. So for that, I think I have to start the communication with
20
them.
minutes up. And what new actions are you going to take, which will be useful for you?
I think to whenever I'm going to meet them next time, I have to have this conversation. I have to start this conversation. This could be one action. Second action, like I said, I have to keep my homework ready in terms of these are the probable assignments. These are the definite assignments I have because of which this much of time commitment is already promised to someone. The thing is, I think they are not aware about my calendar. Earlier, they knew that Asutosh is not available for 5 days. Now they think that he's available every day. So I have to keep my homework ready. Then I have to start the conversation with them.
Right.
I think these are the two actions, I think.
And what resources do you need to take them?
No specific resource. I think I've got enough information.
Great.
My diary is there, so yes.
Great. Is there something I can help you with?
You can keep a check on me whether I'm doing it because sometimes you feel hesitate to start these kind of discussion with your friend. Probably that is why I have actually delayed it. I might have given them the hint.
And how would you be accountable for these actions?
It's a good thing. दोस्तों के मामले में हमेशा Yeah, so I can do one thing. I would, to make myself accountable, I would share the actionables, most likely, with my wife. And I would say that this is what I'm going to do in coming day, in next 10 days. So that is how I think I would be able to do that because once it has been shared with the spouse,
So you have an
she
accountability
would
partner.
partner. Yes, she would keep on nudging. You have not done this discussion. You have not done this discussion. So yeah,
Okay.
probably
Great. That
that
sounds like a plan, Ashutosh.
will help.
Are you okay to close this session, Ashutosh?
I think I've got good clarity. Thank you. Thank you, Shweta.
Thank you for giving me time today.
Thank you.